Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so I feel like I kind of missed out on some stuff because I was off for 2 days.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about the Knicks winning the NBA Cup at all?
I did.
How in-depth did you get into the talk about the NBA Cup?
I think it's stupid that they, I mean, the commissioner wants you to hang the banner, so hang the banner. You know, I think Kendrick Perkins said it best. You haven't hung a banner since Moby Dick was a goldfish, and now you're acting like you have this championship standard. The Lakers have the championship standard. They won it recently. They hung the banner. The Bucks won an NBA championship recently. They hung the banner. Who are you not to hang a banner? I gave him a shovel for yesterday.
Yeah. So the problem with it was that. Some teams got criticized. I think the Lakers got criticized for hanging the banner. And so? It's like, well, if you're going to criticize them for doing it, we're not going to do it. Well, then we're going to criticize you for not doing it. And it goes back and forth. But everyone's burying the headline. It had nothing to do with who won. It had to do with more of the celebration because...
Nobody showed up.
No, it wasn't that. It's just that when Jalen Brunson was going to grab the trophy, Josh Hart checked his oil.
Oh.
He put his finger in his rear end, and you watch him jump up and turn around, and Josh just, he doesn't even acknowledge him. By the way, Josh Hart could definitely be in my group of friends, because that's the weird stuff that goes on, like, nonstop. But he's sitting there, and then Jalen Brunson gets so angry, turns around, starts staring at him. Josh doesn't even pay him any mind. And then afterwards, since the video goes viral and everybody sees it, Josh was like, it's AI. Man, it ain't AI. Go wash your hands, man. Come on. What are you talking about? That was one of the things in sports. And then there was a sad story yesterday. I don't know if we were going to bring it up on the show at some point, but Greg Biffle,
yeah,
his wife, Christina, and their children died in a plane accident, man. Mm-hmm. I feel like this keeps happening. Like, maybe it's not. Maybe it's just doing this and being in sports, seeing how many different athletes have died in either helicopter crashes, plane accidents, whatever. It definitely brought up memories of what happened with Kobe. And then if you want to go to different sports, Payne Stewart. I mean, you've had situations across the board, but it's a really, really sad story. You're looking at his family. I mean, the picture of him. And
the issue with those, though, when aircrafts, you know, crash, that's the ending. So I think that's why they hit it so much harder than a vehicle crash. You know, a vehicle crash, somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
If you're in a helicopter or airplane that crashes,
survival rate is like...
Right.
That's like, I think I tell this story wrong all the time, but wasn't it Lynyrd Skynyrd that had the plane crash? And I think it was it their drummer that's walking through the field? He survived a plane crash and a guy shot him? Isn't that, I think that's the true... go ahead, look it up and then in the encore later, tell me how wrong I am. Mm-hmm. But somebody shot him because they're like, who the hell is this guy covered in blood out in the field behind my house?
Right.
Now I can't even remember his name. He had like a weird name too. But that being said, let me get to this story. And then I have one that's just fantastic. Is the story's correct, Joe? Yep. See, I did remember something, right? How about this? Florida mom is behind bars after allegedly clobbering her son with a broomstick and attacking him with cleaning supplies when he failed to do his daily chores. Maria Carla Rodriguez, 37, was arrested Monday night after alleged attack at family's Miami area home earlier that night. Rodriguez allegedly roused her teenager son from his sleep around 9:20 when she discovered he hadn't tended his chores. So then she sent the boy to the kitchen to lather up the dishes in the sink. But when he dropped the fork, she allegedly picked up the utensil and hucked it at his head. It says hucked it at his head. The boy managed to dodge the flying fork. So she picked up her broom and started beating with that. I mean, you can get arrested for that nowadays, because that was like a Friday in my household. And I don't mean me as an adult. I mean, I was catching some ass beatings. I told the story, but I got beat with a shoe once for so long that I had the Nike swoosh across my ass cheeks.
Really?
Yeah, they should have paid me for sponsorship. Well, if I moved anyone.
Looking at your ass cheeks?
Well,
I don't know. By the way, the drummer from Lynyrd Skynyrd, you can't forget this
name. Is it Artemis?
Artemis Pyle.
Pyle, yeah.
Artemis Pyle.
He didn't get shot.
He didn't? He got shot at?
Yeah.
He shot in the shoulder.
No. So what happened was the appearance of Pyle alarmed the 21-year-old farmer Johnny Moat, who mistook him for an escaped convict and fired a warning shot over Pyle's head. Pyle would later joke that he was hit in the shoulder, but other accounts differ. Moat also refutes the claim of Pyle being shot. So he shot over him.
So it sounds like it was a story that kind of like telephone, like it garnered some more stuff.
And then it got on. And obviously now, because the thing you saw, Rob, was the AI thing at the top of the Google was wrong.
It's kind of like though that story that had come out, that we talked about the other week in the National Enquirer, where they had reported that. I mean, you guys were telling me it was wrong, but it kind of garnered things online, and it was building.
It did not.
Yeah, Sasquatch reported that Juan Soto.
Yeah, they had to have at least 30% Latin ball players.
And the Bat Boy corroborated it.
Yeah. All right. Let me get to this last story.
He is not going to let go of that story, Joe.
David Munyua. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He pulled off one of the craziest upsets in darts history in electric fashion. Not only did he win in a big upset, but while he's getting ready, a damn wasp, it looks like a yellow jacket, lands right on his face underneath his eye. I'm not even kidding. Look, Rob, look at that.
Ew.
Could you imagine being able to be that still? By the way, how good were you at darts?
Not good.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped.
That's what people would always ask me. Like, I'm not good at pool, like playing pool, billiards, whatever. So I don't do it. And they're like, hey, why don't you? I said, man, I hold the stick all wrong all the time.
I'm good at pool.
Not me.
I'm not good at darts. Well, I'm bad.
On for a nine-darter.
I mean, historically bad. I may be, if you're proud of being bad, then I should be proud of myself.
Mm. That was that bad?
Yeah.
Did you at least meet anybody? Were you having fun doing it?
Yeah, I had fun.
All right.
A lot of fun.
All right.
It stopped during the pandemic. I did it before the pandemic.
I got you.
And then stopped.
Yeah, people were trying to get me in like cornhole leagues and things like that.
They were.
Yeah. Well, anyway. All right, on for a nine-darter miscount and hit the wrong double, then the alley-pally wasp lands on your face all in one bleeping leg of darts. David Munyua, you might be the real people's champion. This is just insane. There was also another dart story. Remember, we had dart stories from before where guys were farting while they were playing?
Yeah.
Trying to...
Fart darts.
Yeah. Basically trying to just throw off their opponent. Like, right. If you can't breathe, I don't know that you can throw it straight. And we've had all kinds of different things. Chess, people that were using... What was it? Butt plugs and like vibrate.
Yeah, the butt plug would vibrate to tell you what move to make.
Yeah. What happens when you have to ask for him to send it again? Send it again and again and again.
Did you see there was a darts player recently who got so mad that he got beaten by this guy that he knew he was better than he
broke everything, right?
He started hitting his hand on the water table, and after you see it, his entire hand, he completely mangled his hand. And then when he's still pissed, they have sparklers on the side of the stage.
Oh yeah.
And he just puts his hand over top of it and burns the hell out of his hand.
The pyrotechnics, he just put it out with his hand.
He got problems.
There was also another guy just started.
You can't even drink during those things either. That's like the best part about darts.
Well, there was somebody that lost to a guy that just started playing. It was like a huge upset.
What? That's why I started playing. What Joe just said.
You can drink while you play.
Yeah. The bar sponsors it. You get drink specials, and it's a good time.
I hear you. But anyway, that's your World of Stupid. Darts shows up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.